sit here and listen to this session, you'll be still up by the time the plane comes in the morning. As usual on a Thursday night, we have a wee bit late now, but we're coming at you here with the bingo, the competition for the bingo books tonight. Of course, as always, for the bingo book here, the snowball's about £8,000 or thereabouts. I give you a place, a town, a city, whatever. I give you the letters and into it. 25,000 is the telephone number. We're live in Lufford, actually. Back in the studio, you can keep phoning in requests and dedications. Packy's down there taking calls. And Claire's on the telephones making no tea tonight, because I know Keeney doesn't drink tea. But we do here, don't we, gentlemen? Yeah. And there's only three tea bags. I'm going to talk briefly here to the man, I suppose, behind the instigator of these sessions. John, how you doing?
Not too bad, Brendan.
John Michael, listen, I'm totally surprised here. I'm speechless. When I came up here tonight, I couldn't believe when I walked into the room here, because I knew I met you last week and you were saying, we have a great session, you know, up at our house on a Wednesday night. I thought when you said a great session, I thought you meant, one or two boys sitting and having a little chat and a bit of a yarn. But when I came here tonight and seen this is unbelievable. How long ago did you start this?
Well, about 2.5 years ago it started up here, and started in the front room of the house first. And inside a matter of a few weeks, it was overflowing.
So, why did the notion come to you to actually start this now? I mean, this is pure traditional music we're playing here, and the idea was the idea to pass music on to younger people or what?
That was basically the general idea, that the young people could get a chance to come someplace where there was nobody but people who were really interested in the music. Fantastic. That when somebody was playing a selection of tunes, there's dead silence in the room. So everybody gets a chance to hear exactly what's happening. Maybe. And if a young person in the room hears a tune which they would like to learn, they have the opportunity to do so here, because it can be played over as many times as they want.
Is that
till they get it.
In my case, that would be quite a lot of times.
Well,
it took me 6 years to learn Brian Boru, and I still only learnt the start of it. I couldn't even whistle it to you.
Well, that's very good, Brendan.
We're hardly on it anyway. Listen, it seems to be going very, very good. I mean, what more can I say? People are here from Krishla and Oma and all over the place, really.
All over the place.
Right.
They come from far and near. Thumptown and all over. Rocka, right. And all up round that way.
To play the bit of crack, to play the music and to just to enjoy the night, and I suppose pass it on and pass
that's
whatever
right.
You have on.
That's right. And as you can see now, this room that we converted here about, I suppose, a year and a half ago into a session room. There's no longer any use either. It's overflowing and busting at the seams.
We're actually going to have to wonder what we're going to do tonight, because we're in a actually very wee tiny corridor at the top end of the room, and we're surrounded by musicians. We're going to get another tune off them. We'll talk more to you in a wee. Now, I'm feared when it comes, when the question comes about age. I know talking to women about age is dodgy, you know what I mean? Like, but talking to men, sometimes you get away with it, like, and sometimes not. Like, but, I mean, say, for example, you... My man sitting there, can I get into you, tell? But see, this would have been years ago, we're talking about the Keeley houses, the sessions on the corners and the crossroads. Would this have been some, how long would we get out? Is he surrounded by Byrons and Abadons? Would this have been an idea of the way it was, say, what, 30 years back?
Oh, and more. Like, you know, there was just went to people's houses, and then there would have been a bit of a dance and, you know, a lot of musicians will come on there. And
just what's happening now, really.
Yeah, just more or less, so it's only on a bigger scale now. Like,
well, you know, traditional music, I found, say, there was a lull period there for a few years when nothing seemed to be happening, really. Maybe not so much here in Donegal, for example, like, but, I mean, okay, in other areas in West Donegal, but in this area of Donegal, I mean, this area of Donegal has always been a wee bit sort of quiet traditional-wise, like, but now, looking around me, it's beginning to blossom.
Oh, well, see, there's been a great revival in music and Irish culture in general, like, you know. Just after the war there was a kind of a lull. Nobody was really interested, you know, in getting together. And now they've started to get together and there's more of a community spirit and all there. you know.
Good
and
stuff.
It's great crack, like, you know. And,
good crack.
And I'll tell you, see, the traditional music, it's a great communicator, you know, and it's not only that, but you can, you know, express yourself and... Well, I mean, and the music.
Music has broken down more barriers than enough. First time I seen you now, and I remember it, was down in the thatched cottage in Kilmacrannan.
That's right.
You're the first man I ever seen playing the drums in a bit of a bird. Is that right?
I tried trying to play them.
That's what you have there. Where is it? A bit of stick.
A bit of stick.
Give us a wee rattle just to prove that it really is. Like, you know. What is a bit of chipboard with a bit of formica on the top of it?
A breadboard. Slice the bread
right.
In the morning.
Give us a wee rattle on that a minute. Just this is.
No,
There you go. That's it. There you go. But it's amazing what you can make out of a couple of bits of stick. Now, listen, we're more music here. What I'll do first and foremost, I'm trapped up here and I'm surrounded here by wires. I'm getting back in. I'm going to play another request. Alice Mulligan, who celebrated her 70th birthday at the weekend. And this request comes in from Geraldine and Sean Kelly and the family and Staban. And I know Sean. Do you know Sean, Noel? Sean is...
That's Sean.
That's Sean. Yeah. You know...
I know him.
A lot of other people know Sean as well.
A few others here would know him.
Right, Sean, how are you keeping this morning? Right, we're going to have a bit of music here now from two brothers, the Dolan Boys, and I'm going to stand in the middle of these. If anybody sort of passing the road here, like, let me see if I can hang my head out of the window here. If anybody's passing the road, that's me waving now out of the window, right. Mind you, keep your eye on the road as well, never mind looking at me waving out of the window. Right, gentlemen, what about a bit of music? Take her away after four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, that's it. Woo. Good. That's good stuff.